Oh my God, we are in deep trouble, Canada. Justin Trudeau's three-act censorship performance in this country is now complete. It began with Bill C-11, which gave the CRTC the ability to regulate user-generated content and manipulate algorithms to promote government-determined Canadian content. Then we had Bill C-18, which has resulted in a complete blackout of news on Facebook across Canada. And now we have the final act in this true Canadian censorship tragedy, Bill C-63, the Online Harms Bill. It is as bad as you expected it to be, and probably even worse. Now, of course, this bill is packaged with a nice glossy finish to appeal to Canadians by saying this is all about protecting children online, which we all agree with. But in reality, that glossy finish only serves to hide the true motivation behind this extremely dangerous legislation, which of course is to enforce a digital police state on online dialogue. To use the power of the state to enforce ideological conformity online. If you dare to breach the boundaries of what the Trudeau government wants you to say and even think online, you may find yourself in prison. You may find yourself in front of the Canadian Human Rights Tribunal, having to pay up to $70,000. This is free expression's last stand in Canada, and don't accuse me of being hyperbolic. Read the legislation, and you will see just how dangerous this really is. Before we get into the show, drop a like in the video, help us out by subscribing to the True North YouTube channel, stick around for the ratio of the week, and the common question for the episode is this. Since we know this is not actually about protecting children online, what do you think the Trudeau government's motivation is behind this online harms bill? Let me know your answer in the comments below, and let's get into it. So as not to bury the lead, like so much of the legacy media reporting on this legislation, we're just going to get right to the point that matters the most, which is that if you now violate online hate speech laws, you could end up in prison for life. Now, how exactly will you find yourself in prison for violating these hate speech laws? The government has defined what that means in this legislation. Using definitions from past Supreme Court rulings on this issue, content that foments hatred will be defined as any content that expresses detestation or vilification of an individual or group of individuals on the basis of a prohibited ground of discrimination within the meaning of the Canadian Human Rights Act, and that given the context in which it is communicated is likely to foment detestation or vilification of an individual or group of individuals on the basis of such a prohibited ground. Now, to show the Canadian people how much the government truly believes in free expression, if your online hate content merely offends, discredits, humiliates, or hurts a victim, you won't end up in prison. How generous. But if that online hate speech expresses detestation or vilification, that's when you find yourself in some serious trouble. This bill also reintroduces Section 13 of the Canadian Human Rights Act, which, as this bill says, it is a discriminatory practice to communicate or cause to be communicated hate speech by means of the internet in a context in which the hate speech is likely to foment detestation or vilification of an individual or group of individuals based on a prohibited grounds of discrimination. Now, those grounds of discrimination include gender, race, disability, and the like. So now, if you violate Section 13 of the Canadian Human Rights Act, you could be hauled before a Canadian Human Rights Tribunal, in which case you could end up being forced to pay $70,000 and be ordered to take down your hate speech content. Now, if somebody brings a complaint against you for violating this online hate speech law, the Canadian Human Rights Tribunal will hide the identity of the person accusing you of violating the law. So you will have no idea of who's actually accusing you of posting online hate speech. Also under Section 13, you will be held liable for anything you've ever posted online which can still be deleted. So anything you've ever posted which has communicated hate speech or caused to have communicated hate speech can find you hauled before the Canadian Human Rights Tribunal. Now, we're not even done. You can be hauled before a provincial judge if somebody fears on reasonable grounds that you may commit online hate speech. So you haven't even done anything wrong yet, but if someone fears that you may commit hate speech, a provincial judge can order you to wear a tracking device, can order you to stay at your place of residence at specified times. A judge can order you into what is described as a recognizance for no more than 12 months. If you breach the terms of this recognizance for not committing hate speech, but because someone fears you might commit hate speech, you can end up in prison for 12 months. Not to worry, The Attorney General of Canada has made it clear on the CBC that he is duty-bound to protect the free expression of Canadians.
Is that people talk to me about freedom of expression. I'm duty-bound to defend that and always will. It is a charter-protected right. I swore an oath to uphold the Constitution. But what I also explain to people is that right now, a lot of what you put out to the world and also what you receive in terms of your feed is being decided for you. Not by a government, but by a private company. That private company is making decisions behind closed doors. We don't know what decisions they're taking or why they're taking them.
The Attorney General also wants you to know that the legislation, because he's duty-bound to protect freedom of expression, does not violate free speech in Canada.
But I want to be crystal clear about what the Online Harms Act does not do. It does not undermine freedom of speech. It enhances free expression by empowering all people to safely participate in online debate.
This bill has nothing to do with protecting children online. The government simply added that so that they could accuse anyone who opposes this bill of saying they want to endanger children on the internet. Which, besides being completely false, is also disgusting. We know this because the original Online Harms Bill doesn't even mention the word children once. They simply took the original Online Harms Bill and then added all these protections for children online so that they could try to push this through and hope nobody would notice. Now, I don't think any Canadian would oppose laws that protect children. But that's the most insidious part about this. They're using that to ram through this insanely authoritarian legislation. For committing pre-crimes, you can end up being forced to wear an ankle monitor. For online content, which was completely reasonable years ago, you can now be held liable for that content and be forced to pay up to $70,000 without knowing who your accuser is. And you can now end up in prison for life for violating online hate speech. Now, Pierre Poilievre has vowed to oppose this legislation, describing it as an attack on freedom of expression, which of course it is.
Will the Conservatives oppose the reintroduction of these provisions and the Liberals' approach to so-called online hate speech?
Yes, we will oppose Justin Trudeau's latest attack on freedom of expression. And I want to ask, what does Justin Trudeau mean when he says the word hate speech? He means speech he hates. So, for example, let's go through some of the things he said is hate speech. Jerry Butts, the PMO puppet master, said that it was hate speech to criticize Trudeau for using the ridiculous term people kind. Justin Trudeau said anyone who criticized him during the pandemic was engaging in hate speech.
And the Canadian Civil Liberties Association agrees, demanding to the federal government that they undertake significant amendments to this bill in order to protect free expression. As they say, our initial assessment reveals that the bill includes overbroad violations of expressive freedom, privacy, protest rights, and liberty. These must be rectified before the bill is passed into law. These laws will be interpreted through the lens of radical, progressive, leftist ideology. That's because the only people who actually support online hate speech laws are radical, progressive leftists. Freedom of speech is a threat to these people. Now, of course, vilifying the unvaccinated, for example, that is totally fine. That doesn't fall under Section 13 of the Canadian Human Rights Act. But if, for example, you take issue with grown men competing against girls in sports and accessing girls' change rooms, well, I think you should start preparing for what you're going to say to the Canadian Human Rights Tribunal. Speaking of, maybe I should start preparing what I'm going to say to the Canadian Human Rights Tribunal when someone who I don't know has accused me and this show of violating Section 13 of that Canadian Human Rights Act. It's really only a matter of time. But maybe then again, I'll be able to meet some of you in person in the free speech gulag. Alright, time for the ratio of the week. The winner this week is the Center for Israel and Jewish Affairs in Canada, known as CEJA. They were just begging for the award this week after they put out on social media a call for all Canadians to write to their MPs to support Bill C-63, to support the Online Harms Bill. Tell your Member of Parliament to support Canada's Jews and Bill C-63. As Jews know all too well, what happens online does not stay online. It affects our community, our children, in real life. On Monday, February 26th, Minister of Justice Arif Virani tabled the long-awaited Bill C-63, the Online Harms Act. With this act, we have a chance to diminish Jew hatred online. Unbelievable. They are getting roasted in the comments here. The ratio right now is 143 replies to only 19 likes. The majority of these comments, of course, have ratioed the post. They've got more likes than the post itself. And notably, it's Jewish Canadians who are ripping Seja apart right now. Yankee Polak at Rebel News wrote this, "You don't represent me or any Jew I know." How about this comment as well? "No, I'm Jewish and I do not support laws that suppress and punish offensive speech, online or otherwise. C-63 is the stuff of tyrants. This bill is a terrible, horrible thing. It will not accomplish what it sets out to do, and it will backfire big time when it's weaponized in some novel way in the near future. This bill must not make it into law." And as Ezra Levant points out, "I don't suppose your support for Trudeau's authoritarian censorship plans have anything to do with him giving $250,000 in grants to your lobby group." Interesting. No, I'm sure that has nothing to do with it. Unbelievable. What else can you really say that hasn't been said on that post already? All right, everyone, that's going to do it for us this week on the show. Thank you so much for tuning in. My name is Harrison Faulkner, and this is Ratio.